Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our favorite Frenchman. Guy Sormand is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Guy is the author of more than 20 books, including The Empire of Lies, The Genius of India, The Wealth of Nations, The New Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith, I'm sorry about that. The New Wealth of Nations. He's also, his new book is called Economics Does Not Lie. He's a fellow with the Manhattan Institute, and he's our good friend, Guy Sormand. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good. Hello to you. It's good to have you back, and thank you. I know that you're in the U.S. these days and have been for a couple of weeks or so and a little bit longer. We appreciate you joining us when you're over here. Guy, one of the things that we've all been treated to over the last couple of 3 years or so are different groups of heretics. I'm going to call them heretics, yeah. And the reason I'm going to call them heretics, and I'm going to put them all in that category, because I rediscovered the definition of a heretic. A heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And so in America we have the Tea Party. Those people are heretics, and for all the right reasons. In America we also have a group called Occupy Wall Street. They're heretics. In some ways those two groups have things in common. In some ways not. But you're a global thinker. You've seen these same groups around the world, haven't you?
Yes, I mean, these days everything is global. I mean, the capitalism is global, the economy is global, but protest against capitalism is global. And which I found absolutely fascinating when I went and watched the Occupy Wall Street people. I mean, I saw exactly the same people, the same crowd, and the same behavior in Madrid, in New Delhi, in Tokyo, in London. So the Occupy Wall Street is not only, limited to the United States. It's something which is global. And capitalism being global, may protest against capitalism is also global. And I think we should have an in-depth analysis of this movement and not, just dismiss them as the unwashed crowd and they will disappear with winter. It's a bit more complicated than that.
But there are two different approaches to things. And I'm going to use the Tea Party as an example of a group that is heretical. They don't like the status quo, but they do believe in the fundamental thing that we have, which you use the word capitalism and democracy. They do believe in those two things. They just want things to reform what we already have. But it seems to me like, and I'll use the Occupy Wall Street as the other example, as the broad term for the other example. That group seems to be more like anarchists than reformers. What do you think?
Occupiers, it's a complex group. You have a little bit of everything. You have anarchists, but what is important is not that much, who the people are in the group. What's important is what they mean for the rest of the nation. And their slogan, we are the 99%, and we want fairness. I mean, this has quite a strong appeal for many Americans. So I would make this distinction between the people who are the minorities, who are anarchists, but the slogan, who have a larger appeal. And this notion of fairness, I mean, I think we should introduce them in our thinking about capitalism. Capitalism is efficient. It also should be fair. And that the way capitalism would become more legitimate. I call that a compassionate capitalism. I think the future for America is compassionate capitalism.
Well, I agree with you about that. And the question, though, is who has the best answer for that? And what I believe is that And I wrote about this, Guy, and by saying that I wrote about an article about who owns your brand message. Have you gotten a clear brand message out about your business, or are you letting your competitors or other people control and define your brand message? And what I said was the Tea Party had done a better job of controlling their brand message and owning it because they'd been successful. They actually got people elected to Congress. The Occupy Wall Street folks, you know, when they were really going the strongest, nobody really could say 100% what they stood for. And I'm going to get you to comment on that when we come back after these messages. Have a great visit with our good friend Guy Saumon. He's the author of Economics Does Not Lie. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 20 till.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.